Ready for a real relationship? Talkify is 6.5 times more efficient than dating apps. Why waste 40 plus hours swiping each month? Let Talkify's expert matchmakers manage it. On average, clients find someone special in just 3 matches compared to the 1,500 swipes for just one date on apps. With an over 80% success rate, confidential process with no public profiles, you can trust Talkify. Visit TAWKIFY.com to start your journey. Stop swiping, wishing, waiting. Start your journey and go to TAWKIFY.com.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Roma Press Podcast. We hope that you are doing well. It's 24 hours since not only our latest episode, obviously, but since the news of Jose Mourinho. Before we get Andy's thoughts into it, because it's not as if he was traveling and arguably the most important news of the decade happens. thank you to our newest patron over at Patreon, Sanjeev Swaminathan. Sanjeev, thank you so much for your support, and to our other wonderful patrons who make our show possible. We greatly appreciate it. Is that the last time you will travel? At least when there's a question of a manager potentially being replaced. Actually, you know, we should force you to travel more. What more could happen if we do this during the window? what is possible here?
I also must say that when I checked Twitter and I found this whole thing out, I was actually drinking. Well, not really. I'm not. It doesn't sound. It wasn't as bad as it sounds. I was sipping some champagne. Okay, I was just celebrating something, and I was sipping champagne, and I had to actually double check in order to, you know, did I over drink? Was that one glass too many, or? I thought it was a prank at first. Like, I thought, you know, like those great accounts that can fool anybody just because
they copy. Yeah.
Yeah, they copy the style of the communication, the picture, the emoji, whatever. They get it pinpoint perfect. And then.
Yeah, the people who do the Real Madrid ones always get me, by the way.
Oh, because so they do good. That very specific... With the injuries. Yes. Yeah. And this time around, I was like, yeah, somebody messed up. Somebody just put Jose Mourinho's photo next to Roma, whatever. And this was big. And it was actually like I saw this soon afterwards, after the report of Fonseca parting ways with Roma. And wow, that was big.
Yeah, well, can we agree that aside from the obvious, wow, Jose Mourinho is your new manager, I found it very odd, I guess is probably the only word I can use, that they announced it. It was literally less than 2 hours. I mean, that to me seems curious on its own, even if it wasn't Mourinho. It could have been De Zerbi, and it's still, I would have been, wow, to announce it just a couple of hours after you said goodbye to your manager. Clearly this is a new Roma. That was what I learned
that was
yesterday.
Ruthless.
That was cold-hearted. I mean, that was, that was about as cold as it gets. And aside from what you think of Fonseca, I mean, that was top of the rope stuff. That was crazy to me.
Yeah, it was cold-blooded, and that photo of him smoking.
Oh,
you know,
talk
how,
about a metaphor.
Yeah, you know how people always say, you know, and we say it too. Roma changes you. Well, no shit. Yeah, Roma changes. Like this guy in that photo in that moment looked like he had about 10 hangovers all at once. And you got to feel for him. There's something in how Fonseca's tenure was just not meant to be at that moment in time at Roma. It's unbelievable how sort of everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. in terms of ownership with the switch, with the sporting director that was brought in to work with him, and then that same sporting director was fired and then never replaced really properly until the very last couple of months.
Right.
It was never clear who was on his side and who wasn't. It was never clear what the new ownership thought of him. It was never clear what objectives were considered acceptable. It was never clear which players he truly wanted besides Smalling. It was all a big question mark, I think. And I must say that to go out like this, it's definitely tough, you know, to see that, oh, 5 days from weeks from the end of the Serie A season, to let him go like this, it's definitely a statement. Today as well, he highlighted the need of both parties to go their own way. So to go out like that and make that comment, it definitely points to something bigger happening behind the scenes. Like, clearly the Friedkins, you know, drew a line somewhere and were like, okay, Jose Mourinho is the priority. Your history, man. And that's kind of what bothers me in all of this, because as we'll get to Mourinho, it's just, I think that, again, just to summarize my thoughts on Fonseca, I was a big fan. I am a big fan. I think he is, first and foremost, a very classy manager in how he carries himself, in how he speaks about the team, in how he speaks about the environment, or his preference not even to address what's being said, because what's been said about him is stuff that we haven't seen since Luis Enrique, and stuff that we've seen probably only in Spalletti's last year with Totti, because that was a whole other saga. But this, the fact that he never really was properly supported by either ownership. Like, I've never heard Pallotta in his last month's support Fonseca. I've never heard the Friedkins or anybody else close to them, besides Thiago Pinto in his first few weeks at Roma, support him publicly. So I think that says a lot about his tenure. The fact that he was sort of like a man stranded on an island, trying to make sense of, you know, of all the tools at his disposal, and not all of those tools were sharp. A lot of them were blunt, useless. A lot of them were cracked. You know, he kind of reminds me like Tom Hanks in Castaway. Just at the end, he gets eaten by a shark. That's pretty much how it went.
I have felt for a while now, and you and I kind of had this similar sensation that, I mean, he was a dead man walking for a long time now. When we take all things considered,
I'd say December. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, clearly the writing has been on the wall for some time now. So I don't think anybody was shocked by what took place yesterday, right? I mean, obviously Mourinho, yes, we're all shocked by that, but I'm talking merely about Fonseca's
fashion. Departure. Yeah, the fashion it happened. Yeah.
I guess, well, let's start with that. Just on the face of it, I find it very difficult to disagree with him wherein he says it's just time, because I think the way everything happened, it's not even necessarily what happened, it's the way things happened. You have new owners come in. They aren't exactly backing you publicly. And to be fair, we can get to that, I guess. I don't know if that should really matter. Well, you know what? Forget it. Let's get to it now. We both saw a lot of people complaining on social media that, you know, we need the Friedkins to speak now. They're silent. It's no longer longer acceptable.
Okay.
The grass is always greener, isn't it? Okay, I mean, these are the same people calling Pallotta the pig of Boston and writing abusive
because
messages.
He spoke too much and he wasn't there. Now they are here, but they don't speak. Okay.
So that is the other thing, okay? Those same people are saying, oh, well, it's not just enough to be in the stands. Come on, Andy. I could have told you this was coming from 1 mile away.
Of course. Yeah. It's true. It's true. Yeah.
So what do you think? I'm assuming by how you respond, obviously you don't agree with that, yeah?
I think when I speak about lack of sport, I speak about the everything that happened on a multitude of levels. Like the Roma management, there are so many figures in there. Like even somebody, yes, as notorious as Fienga, who, you know, we hear all about him staying longer and the Friedkins taking a liking to him. But isn't he supposed to be the guy that is sort of the in between? And isn't he like the messenger kind of guy, the one who appears in public and publicly addresses issues regarding the manager or the team? That is what bothers me. And I have no problem with the Friedkins, you know, coming in and telling Fonseca, listen, we want somebody else, because it was clear from the get-go and it was written, we talked about it, that when the Friedkins came over, they didn't have time really to properly change the team as they saw fit. They came in and the season started. Bam. Like that was it. So that's why also we spoke that this year is not really a year zero. It's a transition year, perhaps toward a year zero, because you still had elements of previous Romas. You still had managerial figures that clearly did not belong to this new project. So it's messy. It's a messy situation. And Fonseca was very unlucky to find himself in the midst of this. And with the task of, I still think, achieving something that with Roma's roster, with the issues with the previous ownership that then sort of kind of transpired on to the first few months of the new ownership, the lack of dialogue between Fonseca and somebody who could support him in the technical area, in the sporting area, that clearly impacted his tenure. And so when I say that I was shocked yesterday, I'm shocked at the way it happened. I'm shocked at the way this divorce took place. The fact that he was brought in, right? We had the day before, we had the news of him with his agent meeting up with the Friedkins, him smoking the cigarette. Next day, boom, thank you very much. You're leaving at the end of the season. And later today, he talks about them parting ways and that being the right thing to do at this time. And probably that's what shocked me, is that I perhaps in the back of my head, even like in January, I still believe that maybe something could be done with Fonseca. Clearly not the case. And you know, the decision to appoint Mourinho, perhaps for some will be negative, for some will be positive, but it's definitely a statement of an ownership that wants to make its mark, that finally has the chance to sort of introduce themselves by making a statement that can resonate on a multitude of levels.
Well, I think that's sort of the biggest takeaway from all of this. People whining, whinging about, they don't speak. Why are they staying silent? Not enough to simply be in the stands watching the matches. And then they drop this bomb. Okay, an absolute bomb. Let's be very clear here. Fabrizio Romano tweeting yesterday that Sarri was never in the picture. That, completely wrong. 1,000% wrong. Thiago Pinto, I doubt he'll admit it now, because obviously you have Mourinho at the helm. But do you think Roma weren't speaking to Sarri the weeks before Mourinho was mm-hmm. sacked? I mean, he was only sacked 2.5 weeks ago. It's not as if this guy has been taking a year off. How do you view this though, Andy? Do you view this as And I'm talking simply from the standpoint of both Friedkin and Mourinho, because I think we have to do some self-reflection here. It's not as if we're getting Mourinho after he wins the triple.
No, yeah.
This is obviously a very particular moment for him in his career.
Yeah.
And then for the Friedkins, this is not only the opportunity to send a massive, massive signal of intent to the supporters who really don't know anything about you. You've spoken, except for in press releases, you haven't spoken at all, in fact. And in photos with Diletta Leotta, you haven't said anything. So what we know about you is simply through your actions. That's all we know. We know nothing about your personality, what you enjoy doing when you're not watching Roma. We know nothing. Right. So the only evidence we have to make our judgments is, again, simply through their actions.
But they warned us about it. Like,
right. That's where I was going. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
their opening message was, if needed, we'll speak. If not, we'll let our actions speak for ourselves. So I think the way they are carrying themselves so far,
perfect.
Yeah,
exactly. I have no
emphasizes
about
that.
It.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe that people could complain about that after your main complaint about Palalto was A, that he wasn't there, and B, that he talked too much. So what is the problem here? I don't understand at all.
It's probably, you know, it's a need to feel, you know, to feel like all your question marks are raised. You know, people don't like to sit and dwell on something and think about, oh, what could this mean? But I do think that by appointing a guy who got sacked not so long ago, by decisively parting ways with a manager that in a lot of ways goes against everything that Mourinho stands for.
Yes.
You know, from a footballing perspective, also as far as we have seen with Fonseca, obviously, with a much shorter career. But this is, you know, when I say that you may like it or not like it, but the grand picture of it is that this is a statement. The hiring of a guy like Mourinho is a statement, you know, made by people who just entered the world of football. And again, you may have a preference for attractive football. You may have, I'm not even talking from a footballing perspective, you know, a coach that prefers youth or some foreign coach from a minor league that comes in and surprises everybody. I totally get if that is what you wanted, but I'm trying to think as the Friedkins would. What is the move that you make in order to win over a fan base that's been waiting for you to make that move for a long time? What move can bring excitement? What move can make the headlines? And what move can make people talk about Roma? And we've seen the special one effect with Roma being mentioned everywhere now. And I'm not saying that football now should be approached as, you know, as a publicity stunt or whatever, but I'm just saying that this was their entrance. Like this is officially Friedkin's Roma. Right now, this is when they open the gates and they say, this is who we are. Now we are the owners of Roma.
Firehouse Subs, Hook and Ladder jingle, take one.
Hook and ladder, when it's hot, it just tastes better. Warm that smoky turkey, that thin sliced honey.
Guys, this is a 30-second ad. You got to sing faster.
Hook and ladder, when it's hot, it just
faster.
Tastes better. Melty cheese and toast spread, mustard, mayo, perfect spread, lettuce, green, and onion. The sandwich is too big for the song. It's too big.
The Hook and Ladder, available only at participating Firehouse Subs restaurants.
100%. I think this was their way of saying something without actually saying something. Now, from Mourinho's perspective, Okay, again, it's not like he's joining Real Madrid after winning the triple with Inter, okay? I think everybody is aware of that, that you are getting this guy. I don't know if this is the lowest price that his stock has been, but I would venture to assume that I can't remember the last time it was so low. So you're getting him at an opportunity wherein you might not otherwise be able to get him. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I don't think there's any shame in admitting so, and I don't think there's anything with embracing that either. Who cares? You're getting one of the most storied managers in world football. I could, if I haven't expressed it enough, I'm absolutely thrilled about this. I can't even put into words just what I feel inside. I'm beyond excited about this. For Mourinho, though, I mean, Eddie, if we just look at the track record once again, okay, this is him taking a step down. Again, it's not, you know, not that I'm making this a therapy session, but it's okay to admit that. It is, okay? He's taking a step down.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
He's coming to a club where, of course, he's not going to, of course, the pressure is very high, but he's not facing the, you know what, we need to win the Premier League now. We need to do it now, and we need to do it immediately. That's not what he's stepping into. The reason why I absolutely love this and adore this move is because I think Jose Mourinho is coming to Roma, obviously motivated, but I think it's, I could compare it to like a couple. You know, you just got out of a very bad relationship with somebody, and in your next relationship, who knows where it goes down the line, but you guys just seem to mesh well. I absolutely think when you compare Mourinho to where he is right now, to Friedkin, guys, as you just said, they want to make a statement, they want to make a mark, they want to show people this is who we are. I could not think of a better pairing. Now, are the odds of this very high that this blows up in spectacular fashion to a level at which we have never seen before in our entire lives? Of course. Of course. And in fact, I almost expect it because you know what? The same thing is going to happen to Antonio Conte at Inter. This is what happens when you hire or appoint these, what do you call it, mad genius types? I can't really think of a good...
Megalomaniacs.
Yeah. If that's what you get, you accept it. So, I don't know why anybody would not be accepting of that or realize that this is who he is. But B, I also think, again, this is an opportunity to get somebody... Andy, let's just be honest with ourselves here. Since Capello, this guy has the most credentials of anybody to even step foot in the city. I mean, we're just starting out from a pure comparison standpoint. You compare this guy to Eusebio Di Francesco and Paulo Fonseca. I mean, he slaps them across their head. It's not even close.
Yep. Yeah, and that's what's making a statement is. Obviously, again... Roma fans have to realize what club they're rooting for. Okay, Roma would never in a million years get the triplete Mourinho. Okay, that Mourinho is gone. Okay, we're getting a whole different version of him, a version that for a lot of fans, you know, Tottenham fans, Chelsea fans, Manchester United fans. It should be told he's left them with, you know, with a bitter taste in their mouths. Okay, he hasn't, in some cases he's achieved what he set out to achieve. Now the case is he disappointed. He couldn't handle it. But what thrills me really about this, because I don't really have clear thoughts right now, is exactly that I have no idea what this means. I just know that this is big. That this is a statement. That this is the Friedkin's entrance as owners of Roma. But I don't know what this means. I don't know what Mourinho is thinking right now. I don't know what's he walking into. I think that this is perhaps his biggest challenge in a while, okay? Mm. He's not walking into a situation where there is Harry Kane and Dele Alli and... guys.
You mean it's not like Antonio Conte saying that accepting Inter was a very difficult decision, and me having to fend off all of Inter Twitter getting triggered because I said that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It had nothing to do with money, Andy. Nothing. It had nothing to do with the 13 million net euros. It had nothing to do with the 300 million that they were going to give him in the market. That had nothing to do with it. It was a tough choice because he was a Juventino.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with money. Nothing.
Yeah,
they could have given him 2 million euros.
Exactly. And I do think that this is a fun for a lot. Once again, our man Fat Totti, man Luke. I'm just saying that I can totally get why this is not fun for some, right? The fact that Mourinho hasn't displayed the most beautiful style of football in recent years is and he's never really been a fan of that. He's been a fan of playing effective and if it means parking the bus and having a striker play as a fullback, then let it be. But this is a challenge for him. This is a challenge for him, and it's also at a point in his career where exactly everybody's kind of doubting him, right? I mean, he's the special one, but where's that special one gone? Because recently we haven't seen him, and he's walking into this situation with this team, with this roster, with this team's history. That's really what thrills me. And listen, I hope that this ends in a totally different way. But I do have to say, it reminds me a bit of when Napoli appointed Carlo Ancelotti. Now, wait a second. Remember, when Napoli appointed Carlo Ancelotti, they had just come off tremendous years with Sarri. But to a lot of people, Carlo Ancelotti was the name. Like, if you were meant to have somebody follow up with what Sarri started, what name would be better than Carlo Ancelotti? Carlo Ancelotti was a statement of De Laurentiis. Now, the experiment failed, right? But I do think that in the grand scheme of things, for me, what right now this means, what I can say for sure about this move is that it's big. It's a big statement. It's a lot of money. It's for Roma's dimension, for Roma's world of the Di Francescos, of the provincial, the small time, where there is nothing wrong with the likes of De Zerbi. But I do think that if you want to make an entrance, if you want to keep your name alive, even after a season where you crash out of any competition, you probably end up seventh or eighth or whatever. In order to keep that name alive, you need to make a big signing. And this was it.
Oh, 100%. So to give your final judgment then, of course I assume you have apprehensions. Personality-wise, I would be a hypocrite if I expressed my doubts about Sarri and then I come on here and say, oh, Mourinho, he's going to be fine in the environment.
No, right.
No concerns whatsoever.
No, but I do have to say that Mourinho is a there is a difference between the way Sarri is perceived by the media and Mourinho. Mourinho might as well get into it with a lot of media people, and there's plenty of YouTube clips that are just so fantastic from his years at Inter. But he's fearless in a way that makes him feared and respected in a lot of cases, and the way he handles these interactions, at least at Inter and in some part in smaller part in the Premier League, the stuff that gets thrown at him bounces off of him or is used by him in order to then make a comeback and then say, hey, what were you saying about me, right? Like he loves that because he's a megalomaniac. He's like Conte. He takes things personally, but to a degree where I think he takes them personally and wants to succeed and thrive off of them. Meanwhile, Sarri, as you might have noticed in Inter's in his year with Juve, he was not respected at all.
No.
And with Napoli, same thing. Why? Because of the appearance, because of the way he carried himself, because of the language. There is a difference between the language that Mourinho uses and Sarri, okay?
A little bit.
Yes. And I was worried because I never saw Sarri manage it well. I could never see him handle those interactions, the public's eye on him. I don't think he ever learned to accept it and to work with it. And that's why I also think that I doubt we'll see him soon coaching a Serie A side. I just don't think that he is ready to sort of take that on again. Meanwhile, Mourinho is a man with a reputation. Meanwhile, Sarri was a man that, what was the big storyline? Which one?
With Mancini or the one where he made the sexist comment?
Yeah, that too. But there is also that narrative of him having these brilliant years in Napoli, but what did he win, right? And then going to Chelsea, winning a trophy, but not getting in it with the management, the players not following him, the fans not following, boom. Chooses Juve, and then once again, everything that is supposed to go wrong goes wrong. And so I just think that I must say, in that aspect, in the how Mourinho handles media, how he manages to protect his team from the media, comforts me to an extent. Obviously, this, once again, this is going to be his biggest challenge because, man, if there is a place that can drive you from looking like $1 million to smoking a cigarette in the parking lot of the training facility right before a decisive meeting with the ownership, this place will do it to you. And if there is somebody that I would give a chance of surviving that, it has to be Mourinho. It has to.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. With Ramp, you get full visibility into your company's spending and control who spends what with each vendor. Ramp software collects and verifies receipts instantly to save your team valuable time. Ramp automates data entry and routine tasks with automated approvals, expense categorization and bill payments, time-consuming tasks, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. Get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, and in fairness too, he has already done most of his aging. If you look from when he went to Real Madrid back to Chelsea.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then to Manchester United, that is when he got most of the dark brown to white and gray out of the way. So I at least look at him from the standpoint of being ahead of that before it takes effect. So that's a good thing. He won't look as if he's aged 20 years, maybe just 5 now. All right, so to go then. I know we just talked about apprehension, but from a pure footballing tactical standpoint, I look at it from this perspective, and maybe this is flawed, at least to a certain extent. I just look at it as you could keep the team as currently constructed, and if you would just swap out Paulo Fonseca for Jose Mourinho, I think that is worth 9, 10, 12 points maybe. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating, but I would like to think that because I saw what somebody like Alisson did that one season when he himself won Roma like 15 points, it seemed like.
Yes, yep.
And I think the same can be said of a manager. I really, really do. I'm sorry, Andy. I'm sure this can easily get played back to me in about a year after it inevitably happens and I look like an absolute ass. But I'm sorry. You, what happened at Manchester United last week does not happen with Jose Mourinho. Same players available, all of it. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't.
I wish it were true. I mean, I just think that to me, a game like that and a result like that is very difficult to comment on with everything that's been happening in the way that a match like that doesn't speak for itself. It speaks for a lot of different things. And what happened in that first half and with the injuries that took place and with how the team then sort of started crumbling. Yeah, maybe, listen, maybe there is someone that rallies them. And maybe that someone will be Mourinho, and I hope it will, because he's now our new manager. I just don't think that it's fair to attribute it to Alto Fonseca.
Of course. Maybe I should preface it with this. I think for the way he plays football, I don't think that happens.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I can't imagine. Well, yeah, is you park the bus and you try to take it on and then make it count when you can. And obviously, if maybe there is someone that can change this mentality, because you could see that Roma were crumbling physically, mentally, and they just were not comfortable. They just were deflated. And if there is somebody that you know can rally them around, can change that about them, then it might as well be Jose Mourinho. He's got a reputation for being a hard ass, a guy who will ride his players until they play for him or they leave. So it's I think that these coming games, are not really carrying any sort of weight to them. In the only, and again, people stop cheering on for victories in these coming. I don't want to see this Roma team go and play in Novosibirsk in November. I don't. Okay, so please, let's crash out. Let's give Mourinho a year where there is just the league and at maximum Coppa Italia. That's that. If there is anything, then just give him the time, give him the shot that I don't think Fonseca got, and set it up for this team to succeed. Now, it's the only way that these upcoming games are going to carry is for some of the players. There is a lot of players out there who perhaps are afraid of a guy like Mourinho. I for sure know that Mkhitaryan and Smalling can share some thoughts on him.
Oh, those poor guys. Could you imagine how they feel?
But the truth is that this is a big-time manager, and I'm sure that there are players that are thinking, okay, what do I do now? Like, where do I want to go with my career? Okay, what do I want to do? Because a statement like this is also made for that, to have some sort of appeal. And as bad of a reputation as perhaps Mourinho has made for himself in the latter stage of his career, especially at Tottenham, where really he had all the ingredients to succeed and it sort of all faded out from and into oblivion. But this is a marquee signing, right? This is where a signing that makes the players look up and take notice.
Yeah, and I think too, I think this opens potential opportunities to not only keep players but bring names that otherwise would never have considered Roma before. Because let's be honest, people want to play for this guy. They do. Now, of course, there are some who get on the bad side of his eye and they can't wait for him to leave. I mean, that clip of Dele Alli making fun of Mourinho's football, I see it come across my timeline at least once or twice a day, where he says, just sit back, hoof it forward, or totally criticizing the way Mourinho plays. Yep. I think, I know this probably sounds so trivial, but getting a big name like this really does change things. It really, really does. And listen, if we're going simply by track record, this is not going to last long. So I don't know about you. I'm going to sit back and enjoy this, because this is going to be fun. Final word on Fonseca to end this right now. What do you think? Because I feel like it is so hard to judge him, because I do believe any manager would have had trouble during this period. However, I do think there were many moments where it was clear to everybody, no matter what you thought, that, oh, he really should have learned from that. He, not that he reminds me of Luis Enrique in the sense that he's going to win the triple at Barcelona, but I do think he's going to be a good manager. It's just not a good fit now or here, maybe. Well, maybe both.
I thank him for making, trying to make a team out of a million different pieces that really didn't fit. I will thank him for giving second life to some players that we thought were forgotten. I will thank him for the fact that he never really stepped out of bounds with any comments. He never, even in the situation where he should have, or he had the full right to go on and ramble.
Absolutely.
He never did. And his football at its best was some of the most exciting things I've seen in a long time. That stretch that we had last year, once again, I will hide that where Pastore looked like the
that
second
Udinese
coming.
Counterattack, I think, is like the perfect metaphor for his football with Pastore and Mancini starting it. Yeah.
And we saw a lot of those episodes. So it's not that he goes and without leaving a mark. He left a mark. And the fact that he struggled in some situations, for example, in big games, I do think that, once again, it's a guy that was never given the proper tools to succeed and achieve the objectives that supposedly were set for him and were not set for others in the past. Because Roma, in these last couple of years, I don't think they realized that the likes of Inter, Milan, Atalanta, Napoli all got competitive. Okay, they all started fighting for the same things. Everybody was on equal terms almost. So, and Roma were kind of left out of that, but we still went on about achieving the same objectives without realizing that, hey, we're not as good. We're a little bit further back. And the fact that fans did not realize that is okay, but I just think that, in the grand scheme of things, whoever was behind Fonseca, or was supposed to be, because for a long time we didn't even have a sporting director for him. To me, that's the biggest indictment on the club. And that, I think, is undeniably plays a huge role in how I at least will look at his tenure.
Okay. Well, there you have it. There's the verdict from the day after. We will be back. I don't even know if we'll be back after the match against Manchester United. Apparently, there's a league match too. Again, why?
Romantada bis. Come on.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll chat sometime soon. Who knows when? With nonsensical matches and unimportant matches. I don't know. We're just going to take this week by week. Thank you for tuning in. We will talk to you soon. Ciao.
Ciao.
Subs, hook and ladder jingle, take one.
Hook and ladder, when it's hot, it just tastes better. Warm that smoky turkey, that thin sliced honey.
Guys, this is a 30-second ad. You gotta sing faster.
Hook and ladder, when it's hot, it just
faster.
Tastes better. Melty cheese and toast spread, mustard, mayo, perfect spread, lettuce, green, and onion. The sandwich is too big for the song. It's too big.
The Hook and Ladder, available only at participating Firehouse Subs restaurants.